15 to 20 million jobs.
I am your future.
You have the power.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leaders.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, which serves Philadelphia and the tri-state area, no matter if you live in New Jersey or northern Delaware. 860 AM is the place to be right now. Now, if you live outside of Philadelphia, encourage people to make sure they check us out by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is another happy time coming up. It's the end of the year. What was viewed as a brutal year, but maybe we're going to be able to talk about things today and make some things come true through our resolutions and stuff like that. I encourage you also to check us out on the internet by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. I see that Rich Loges has a new picture up there, and there'll be some other new pictures up there in the new year. We took some the other day, so we'll see how they all work out. But I want to say, our panel members are all with us today as we prepare to welcome in 2016. I see that Rich Loges is ready to go. Mark Andel is ready to go. Larkin Connolly is ready to go. Henry Chaplinsky's at the board, ready to go. And I'm Michael Blihash, your host. And I want to thank all of these good gentlemen who are helping us to make sure our broadcast is alive and well each and every week. First of all, gentlemen, I want you to know, in my travels through the Christmas holidays and some get-togethers with family and friends and neighbors, I just want everybody to know how proud I am of them for helping to promote the Buy American Made campaign. We certainly motivated a lot of people during these last few years, and we've been uniting them to support America first. And when you support America first, that means we'll be supporting jobs and small businesses, big businesses, helping to restore America's infrastructure, getting people to talk about getting our trades back in the schools. We've been doing our part. And as Americans, we certainly have the choice to do whatever we want. We choose who we support. So I never stop thanking the good people for going out of their way to make sure that they spread the word and make sure that people know about this broadcast, because 2016 is going to be another year for us to sit back and discuss many of the important issues. We're going to have some nice guests on this year. I'm going on a major campaign to promote our manufacturers. I am going on a fundraising campaign for some of our agency needs and some of the things that we do in the community. So I will be out and about quite a bit this year. Well, Rich, Mark, Larkin, and all of our listeners, at this point, New Year's is just a few hours away. So I'm going to ask each of you to let me know what you would like to see happen in the new year, and if you are making any New Year resolutions. How about I start off with Mark?
How you doing, Mike? Rich and Larkin, Henry, I got a chance to talk to a little bit too. And Mike, you know, this has been quite a year. We as a team here at General Welding and Made America accomplished a lot. I think our radio show, you know, hats off to you guys and Mike for promoting what you do. You know, Made in America matters. We talk about electing qualified officials. We talk about helping our country, America, and, you know, working towards 50-50 fair trade. And I think we've done a great job, and our audience has done a great job, because I see it in my stores. We had a great fourth quarter with the Made in America stores. You know, people come in. We've got lifetime customers. They really appreciate what we're doing. Great comments. And I think the more we can work as a team going forward and be enthusiastic, a lot of times around my business, I look at, you know, when you lose enthusiasm, you lose that team spirit, and that it's not about just yourself. Then you got issues. So we got to go forward being positive, being enthusiastic, and really stick together as a team, as a country.
Yes, you're right. Mark, I want to tell you something. Larkin made some very good statements throughout the year, and when people repeat them to me, I really love it. You know, Larkin could throw you a zinger once in a while, but he also makes a lot of good comments. So, Larkin, How is your last days of this year, and what are you looking forward in the new year?
Good morning, Michael. Listeners, everybody on the panel. So far, 2015 has been a great year for the Connollys and the Hennings and everybody associated with my family. It's been personally a pretty solid year and a happy one. As we all may remember, this will be year three of me coming on the program with my wish list for 2016, which I will be prepared to give at a moment's notice. I have it in front of me. I will say before we do that that I haven't addressed some of the old issues of term limits and better schooling and all of the rest of budget numbers, and simply because all of those wishes are still actively being worked on. So every year it's getting kind of tough to come up with new wishes because the old ones are still being worked on. But I've created a handful of them, so I can't wait to get into them with you.
Very good. And Larkin, by the way, everybody, I want you to know, Henry has alerted me that Larkin is celebrating a birthday. So I want to wish you a happy birthday, Larkin. And of course, as we say in Polish, stolat, which means may you live 100 years. But in your case, I'm going to give you the next statement, which is dwieście lat, which means may someone like you live 200 years.
Well, thank you. I don't think I'd be worth much after my 80th, but that's okay. You know, I'm sure you all know it, but vodka has very long-term effects on the body.
You know, Mark, I want to tell you, I am sitting here looking at the toaster with the flag on it, and Larkin is hosting an event at the center in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to make sure that is shown to everybody who will be visiting us here. He has a group of the SCORE executives coming in, so we'll have to make sure that's down there, along with some good wishes, and hopefully we do a lot of good things with SCORE during 2016.
And I'm on prototype number two, guys, too, so you're going to get another one. You know, we're cleaning that one up.
So you're making Model B?
Yeah. So
that's for 2016.
Mark, I have to tell you that I found out very quickly the difference between electric and gas stoves. So I took that bad boy, and I went out to I use it more often than I do the indoor stove, my grill outside. Which is gas. And I cranked that baby up, and I put that toaster on there. And that toaster, I mean, it sat there for like 3 days.
It's probably still warm.
Yeah, right.
You could heat it outside and bring it in and heat your house if you need to.
So, Mark, you're saying you're working on Model B.
Yeah, you're going to like it. It'll be quick. Yeah.
You see what it shows
eventually
me.
Eventually we'll get a cord on it, you know, but this is we're starting at the beginning, which we got to do with a lot of things, right?
You know, we have to get a picture of that in the new year to show how much important innovation is. And Mark, if there's anything that we've done and we've learned through our guests and especially from yourself, is that try something and you may be able to make a success out of it.
Yeah, we want to turn it into a production model now, Mike. You know, we're going to clean it up a little bit because it started as kind of a little joke in a way, but now we're going to make something we can sell, I think so.
And by the way, guys, I want to say this to you. This toaster, I mean, it's wonderful, and Model B will be different, Model C will be different, but I want to say this to you. It's a brand name that I like. It's from Mark Andel at the Made in America store. Now, my point here is we don't need all those fancy brands if they're being made overseas. Let's create some new brands, some new products here in the USA, and then start focusing on them. Maybe we'll have a Larkin, you know, grill or something, a toast griller or whatever, a steak sandwich maker. I mean, we just have to start getting our people motivated. People hate to take a chance. Yes.
I got to tell Mark this story. He'll get a kick out of it. Santa Claus doesn't get presents on Christmas, especially when your birthday's 3 days later. But my kids ask me, what do you want for Christmas? I say, a picture of you and your children. That's it. That's all I want.
Great.
But this year there was actually a present under the tree, and I opened it up, and it was a toaster. Now, we have a standing joke that halfway through toasting the toast, I have to flip it up and turn the toast around. And this thing's made by one of the greatest tool makers in the world, and I've had the toaster for like 5 years, hell bent on making it work, and it never will. So I got a new one, this one I don't even remember it, but it's made by somebody, Maytag or something, I don't know, one of the major companies. And I opened up the box, and I immediately went to the side. My daughter and wife were just belly laughing. Immediately went to the side where it said, "Made in China."
Oh, yeah,
and the word China was scratched out, and it said East Jibip, Iowa.
Oh, is there?
You know, by the way, there are some toasters made in America, but they're mainly for commercial use in restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Somebody brought that to my attention. I said, well, why can't that maker then make some scaled down models and let's get this thing moving? I told them to call Mark Andel up.
They won't pass the muster. They won't pass Mark's muster because I think some of the componentry comes from overseas.
Right, right, 100%, yeah.
Well, it has to be. Now, Mr. Rich Logis, how are you
Good morning, down there, guys.
In sunny Florida?
Yeah, it is nice. We're having a great winter. I think we've been consistently in the high 70s and 80s. Lark, and I did call you for your birthday. I wanted to just make sure you got my message. And a couple things, Michael. Hope everyone had a great Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. I do need to tell Mark, I've got to make a confession. My wife used the toaster to make French toast. So, Mark, I'm sorry we used an American-made thing to make something French, but she did it.
I liked your ingenuity using the oven and boiler.
I'm only kidding. You know, I'm a quarter French, but I may as well be a quarter Nigerian. So, but she went and made it with the French toast. We used it. It came out great, and I did it. I did the eggs and toast like Larkin did. So, thank you so much for that. I've been showing that to people, and we have to figure out a way, Mark, to make, you know how like the rap artists used to walk around with a clock on their neck, right? Like in the video, we need to do it where you make it like we wear the toaster,
like a cowboy.
So that way, it's a great conversation piece. What is that? And then we get to talking about the American-made toaster. I still every time I go into my kitchen, I smile over this thing because I know that it was, you know, a labor of love. So thank you for that. A couple things, Michael, and one of the things I'm going to direct at Larkin. So, Larkin, I went and listened to your end of the year 2013 wish list, and you talked about a number of things. One of the things you talked about, we talked about in depth, was immigration. And here we are 2 years later. I'm not really sure, guys, if we're any better off. I know that in the real world, if you're doing something wrong and you do it wrong for two more years, Mark, like if you did something wrong for the next 2 years, you probably would be out of business.
Absolutely.
Right. You'd probably be out of business or very close to.
Or we're making so much where it wouldn't matter, right?
So, Larkin, you know, you had that. And, you know, Michael, two things I want to mention regarding this year. So I'm very proud to say, not for me, but for everyone whom I work with, my company, RJL, has been in business for 8 years. And every single year, we have surpassed our prior year sales. And I am very happy to report that we surpassed our 2014 sales. So 8 years of business, 8 straight years of sales increases.
You have no idea how much of an accomplishment that is. That's an enormous accomplishment.
In these times, you know, congratulations.
You know, self-made, no money, you know, picking through garbage cans when I started this company. That's a whole long story unto itself. So that's not for me. I'm not patting myself on the back. Yes, I've had to lead the organization, but there's a lot of people whom we work with. So we didn't get lucky. I mean, we busted our asses to do this. And just like everyone else who's listening who's doing that. And my customers, Michael, who are business owners, a lot of them had tough years, but there has to be one thing about business owners also, even when it's tough times, there's still a certain optimism and confidence that they have. And I do think a lot of my customers who are predominantly small business owners are looking forward to a strong 2016. And one other thing I just want to make mention for the coming year. One thing that I am really kind of sitting and praying and hoping is going to happen here is we have seen this year, guys, I don't think there's any doubt about this, we have seen this year there's a sort of intellectual and cultural awakening that I think a lot of people are having about really important issues in the country and how it relates to us as consumers, as the electorate, and within government. And I'm going to say something that I know I've said on air before, forgive the repetition, but I really do believe that we're witnessing historic times right now. Sometimes you don't know it when you're in it, and it's only retrospectively and in hindsight you realize that we were witnessing history. I really think, guys, we're witnessing it right now. And if the awakening that I see happening continues, not just into the election, but beyond it, I really think we can right the ship on a lot of things here. Because ultimately, people have to look in the mirror and take some responsibility for the fact that their inaction or indifference has, at least in some part, contributed to everything. And I think that part of this awakening, Mark, can really spill into Maine and America, because this is an issue that, regardless of political party affiliation, ideology, etc., people have to be able to get behind this. And this is a uniting issue. It truly is a uniting issue. So you're going to be at the forefront of this, Mark, with if this awakening, as I see it, is happening, if it continues to progress.
You know, talking about elections, for every person in our audience in Philadelphia that went out and voted for Alan Dom, I'm pleased to tell you that Alan is joining us right now on air. Alan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. And boy, Monday, by the way, everybody, Alan gets sworn in along with our new mayor, Jim Kenney, and all the other council people this Monday at 10 a.m. at the Academy of Music. And Alan, I'm looking forward to being there.
Oh, it's great. I hope to see you there.
Oh, yeah. Alan, tell us what's new on your agenda as we end the old year and begin the new one.
Well, my agenda is going to be to collect or write off the delinquent taxes the city has on our books. On the books, it's close to $1.8 billion right now, and many of it is not collectible. So we should just clean it up and write it off and get to a number that's real. But there could be $200-400 million that is collectible. And I hope to work on getting that money collected before we even enact any new taxes.
Well, you know, Alan, you're the guy to do it. Alan, there was something that I was really pleased to hear about, and Mark and Rich and Larkin, you'll like this too. The city of Philadelphia this past September, I've been speaking with a few of those in the Board of Education, and they have increased their trade programs in a few of the schools. Now they have a very nice office and they have a few hundred students that are learning some new skills, things that they haven't done in 25 years. So Alan, there already is an office that's starting to hit the trades and the industrial arts. It's going to be like someone like yourself and some of your other council people, Derek Green, everybody, we're going to have to get together with all of them and make sure that that expands, because Philadelphia needs a lot of new skilled young people to replace those that are retiring and leaving us.
Yeah, you know, in 2014, 48% of the college graduates are in jobs today that do not require a college degree, but yet they're saddled with college debt of $50,000 to $200,000.
Yep.
Which lends to the question of why aren't more high schools, you know, one day a week, 9th to 12th grade, all students have intern programs for free, not just at construction companies as plumbers, electricians, carpenters, or drywall setters or tile setters, but in Urban Outfitters, in ARA, at Star Restaurants, in real estate companies and law firms. That one day a week for 4 straight years is the best education young people can receive.
You said that before, and Alan is absolutely correct. And in fact, in 2016, it is my goal to get this summit together, that we could bring in people from the Do It, Dream It program and some of the others, the Mecca Force. And now with this new office in Philadelphia's Board of Education, promoting the trades again. Now, the big problem that they told me is this. They said, Michael, you're always screaming about this and that. Do you realize how much work it's going to take to bring in teachers, to bring in all the equipment? We have to, like, reinvent the wheel. I said it'll be well worth it.
Yeah, you got to change the equation from how much work it takes to it's a required investment for a great return in the future.
Absolutely. Mark, what do you have to add to that?
Oh, I love it. How you doing, Alan? Merry Christmas.
I'm doing well, Mark.
New Year's.
Thank you.
I love your, you know, the idea with getting these kids, students, to learn one day a week something that they can, you know, they can not only put food on their table but feed their family and grow the American dream with. They've got to learn these skills. I, again, you know, short welders, you know, on and on. Even at our stores, we're up to 30-something employees with our 8 stores. And they learn. A lot of times it's a stepping stone for somebody to learn, but they learn retail, they learn people skills. They learn about the manufacturing shortage and the skilled trades shortage through our project and mission. So, no, I'm right with you. We've got to get, we need workers today, you know, and a lot of their plans are, you know, they're going to produce students in 10, 20 years, but that's too late. We've got to hit this hard in 2016, and I love your attitude, Alan, and I know you get it. Congratulations, and I wish you the best success in 2016.
Thank you. Well, listen, thank you very much. I look forward to helping any way I can, and happy and healthy New Year to all, everyone, all the listeners.
I hear that you're out at some event, Alan, so I'll be looking forward to you. And you did receive my notice about some that came from Larkin. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try to work that out.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
God bless you, guy. Have a great one. I'll see you Monday.
Take care. Thanks.
Well, I did, Larkin, for your information, I did send him that, and he is going to get back to me. I'll talk to him early next week.
To staff, I want you to push that too, Mike.
I will.
There are a variety of people that I could have selected, some that have served, obviously, served longer than he has. But, I mean, it would be easy for me to get a councilman or a councilwoman or even maybe try to get the mayor. But I was so terribly impressed with his campaign and what he was saying and what he was bringing to the table that when I got the opportunity to have somebody say 10 minutes worthy Philadelphia politics and future, he's obviously the guy to make that speech.
Oh, he's very enthusiastic. In fact, all of the council members say that they enjoy his message. And that's something, you know, he had to go through these sort of like get ready to be a councilman type classes. And that's what I speak to several of the council people. And they said, well, he's really enthusiastic. And of course, he has some suggestions that most people don't want to touch. But Alan will give it a little touch. It's like giving him one of the toasters from from Mark after we just finished toasting. He's not afraid to take action on that.
What's nice, though, Mike, he's qualified. He's not in it for himself. He's in it to make change, and he's looking at really the top priorities, and that's beautiful. You know,
one of the things that pleased me so much in the last few months, and I didn't want to say it because the big push is going to be coming in January and February, the city of Philadelphia has already opened a new center for technology and for the trades, and they are working with a few of the groups, and the girls told me, and the gentleman told me that the problem they have is getting people to come in to teach the classes. Majority of the people are either in their own business or they're retired. So they have to, you know, do all this. And I said, well, it's really unfortunate that it got to the point where we've been void of these type of classes for over 25 years. But you got to start now. You got to start walking so that you can be able to run. And when those people retire and they need somebody new to replace them, at least you have a selection of people to go to with quality products being able to be offered in America and skilled people to come in and make those products. And by the way, I want to say this too. People say to me, well, you're always talking about manufacturing. I want to say this. A pizza person is making, he's manufacturing a pizza. A kielbasa maker is making, he's manufacturing kielbasa. So no matter if it's a little store or a big store, those people are making things. They're all American workers. Go out of your way to support them. And let me throw this little plug in there before I get back to everybody. This coming Friday, the 1st, Saturday the 2nd, and Sunday the 3rd is National Small Business Weekend. An effort began during our radio program. So as you're going out shopping, make sure you support all of our local stores. Now let me get back to Rich.
Well, congratulations to Alan again, Michael, for his election. Now, interestingly, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but Alan was elected with no political experience. Is that right?
That's correct. He had no political experience. He was a successful businessman, a realtor, who decided that he has something to offer. And he is a man who is somewhat outspoken. And he is a man who is not afraid to sit down and unite people. And that is the thing that we discussed throughout the election process, that, you know, there are many people, you've seen many faces. In fact, 30% of our city council this time around is a change of faces, a change of individuals, which is good. Sometimes change is necessary, you know what I'm saying? So let's see what happens. I'll keep you posted next week about how the inauguration and everything went.
Well, that's part, Michael. I do think this is part of that awakening that I'm talking about. And I know that it's most prominent on the national stage, but it can trickle down into state and local. And I think part of this new way of thinking is people asking themselves a question, you know, when people are electing those who have decades upon decades upon decades of who've been employed in some way as a politician or in some form of government, is that really only the kind of people we want to elect? This is part of this.
You know,
someone who Larkin knows
is Mike Fitzpatrick. He'll be in office for one more year. It's a self-imposed term limit, which I really appreciate because he's been on a number of radio programs saying that this is his last year, and he gave a report on some programs telling what happened in the last year and some of the changes that took place in recent months. But we don't have enough of these types of politicians. They have to be wheeled out feet first in order for them to get the message that it's time for someone new to come in and take over. And that's unfortunate, and I'll look for the day when I'll be taken out, but I don't want to be taken out feet first. I want to sit back and listen to someone else doing what I'm doing right now and making sure that people stay united with the great cause of restoring at least 50% of everything that's sold in America being made in America. Yes, Rich.
And you touched on something that's really important there, Michael, and that is when Fitzpatrick backs away, I can flat guarantee you he will not get out of the fray. He will continue to be involved, and that's the problem. The problem is not only one-fold people that are continually reelected and are politicians for a lifetime without any sense of accountability, but it's also the fact that 97% of the citizens in this country aren't the slightest bit involved in our governing, aren't the slightest bit involved in setting policy, and aren't the slightest bit involved in volunteering and helping the society that has been so kind to them. It's just the downside of it. And So Fitzpatrick, one thing to step aside on term limits, it's number two for him, and he's avowed this. It's number two for him to say, I will be so involved, it will frighten me. I just won't be serving in a public position.
And, you know, that's maybe the way we have to start encouraging things. When people get up at the microphone, if you look at them on C-SPAN or PCN in out of Harrisburg, and I've been here for 41 years and all, well, that maybe at one time was really an honor. But today, in today's society, I really think that we need to have more of a circulation of ideas and a circulation of people.
Yeah, and I like what Larkin, you know, you're saying, and Mike, with everybody should contribute. If it's a family, you should contribute to your family to help out. If it's your business, contribute. Every employee should contribute. And the same is with a local government or federal or state. Everybody should contribute somehow to the whole focus of the team and the purpose.
You know, every time when people tell me they were giving me reports and what they saw this year in the stores, and they can't believe that some of the stores are now up to 75% and 80% off certain items. And of course, when they look at the labels, they say, well, probably I was paying 80% more 2 months ago, so I really did well by waiting till after Christmas to go and pick it up. But as I say to people all the time, every time you're out shopping, take an extra minute to look at the labels, read the labels, make yourself known to the store personnel. Consider if your purchase is going to help American workers from the point of production to the point of sale so we can reach that 50-50 balance. Yes, Larkin.
You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, and so is Mark. We have to stop being a society that just stands around making great wages, consuming things, and getting up in the morning and thinking and doing the same thing, not voting, not holding politicians accountable, not participating. I mean, you know, I used to live on a dead-end circle in Philadelphia, way back out in King of Prussia, Wayne. There was one old guy that used to teach, and he was retired, and he just didn't have the mental capacity to do a whole lot. But he insisted to his wife that he walk our circle every day and pick up paper and pull weeds. And I said to his wife, that's 10 times more participation than probably 80% of the people on this street. Just picking up the litter and pulling weeds on the curb. I mean, good Lord, if we would all take that kind of position, how much stronger and better of a country this would be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's right. He's taking his personal time, and that's why I keep telling people, take a few moments of your personal time to talk to the people in the stores. It doesn't cost you anything but minutes in which I'm sure you can spare to help get the word out. But take a few minutes and let the store personnel know that you're a supporter of the Buy American Made campaign and you want to see more products in the store with American Made labels. Believe me, asking store personnel for assistance and letting them know that you want more American-made products has really been working, because there are many buyers out there that are committing suicide to see what they can do. I even purchasing some special Christmas cards for my daughters and all. I went to a few of the stores, and American greeting cards are made in America. Many of the other cards are beautiful, but they're all made in foreign countries. I don't want to single out any foreign country, but why are we to the point where 80% of our greeting cards are made foreign? That doesn't make sense either. Where's our printers? Where's our designers?
Well, it's no worse than you know, 95% of our own American flags that we drape our returning deceased soldiers with were being made in China and Indonesia. I mean, that to me, that almost makes me cry. It's so egregious and so offensive.
You know, I want to say this to you too, guys, that as a result of our type of broadcast, more people within this system of broadcasting, let's take, for instance, people like Dom Giordano, who's a wonderful radio host and a good, you know, good person that I depend on getting news from, know him, shares part of our heritage. I want to say that he has now been pushing more American-made, speaking up in behalf of American workers more than I've ever heard before. So I want to compliment people like him and even Rush Limbaugh, who they were mainly attacking political parties and things like that. Now they're starting to look at, what is it all about in America? What's our future? Nobody's going to be able to afford to go anywhere unless they have a job. So let's get on with it and get our jobs back.
Well, this is part, Michael, I'm going to say it again. This is part of what I so desperately hope is going to be a continuation of this newfound way of thinking for some people. I mean, for some of us, it's just our daily, part of our daily routine. Right, guys? I mean, Lark and Mark, Michael, Henry, our audio engineer, so many of our listeners, it's part of our daily routine to be involved and to pay attention as best as we can. I know I contribute a little bit with that, Larkin, because I know I send like 47 emails a day. Next week, no. I'm gonna give you guys a quiz on all the articles I sent out this year. So, I mean, I know it's a lot, right? But it's just because this is part of who we are. So, what we can have an influence in is on a sort of one-on-one basis, and then that can multiply and multiply itself. Where it's just like I've been talking with people about getting registered to vote. We talk about Made in America, Michael. It can. You know, it actually can have an influence. And I really think this is one of the things that people, one of the obstacles, one of the huge obstacles for people to get involved is they don't think that they can influence the outcome.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, nobody wants to watch their losing team week in and week out.
Right. And, Rich, nobody wants to watch a well-qualified, well-educated young person or middle-aged person get up every day and have to go out and look for a job in America, the greatest place on earth. We should never have allowed less than 50% of anything produced in this country be taken out. It's insane. This
Rich,
is...
look how we influenced each other with just the show and our listeners and what we talk about. So it shows proof that it can be done.
It can be done. And even when people tell me, I am going out, Michael, I want you to know, the fact that they say, Michael, I am going out and I am shopping at those local businesses. In fact, a young girl said to me, her mom listens pretty often, and she said, well, how about the little stores in the malls? I said, there are small businesses too. Support the small businesses, especially speak up at the small businesses where you shop, because there you have the most influence. You have the most possibilities of asking that person to feature something American made. Yes, they're going to have to go out of their way to talk to their merchandiser, but in process of talking to their merchandiser, they may be able to help some small business that's struggling along. Maybe they're making shirts or shoes or whatever they're making. They'll at least have one more outlet to feature their product.
And, Mike, I want to thank all our listeners that really contributed this year in buying Made in America products. And we want to carry that right into 2016 and not lose focus and get too far off or complicated too much. Buying a Made in America product, again, consumers creating American jobs with every purchase. It's beautiful. It works. It's an action plan. So we don't want to get too far off of that either.
Yeah, and, Mark, even when they can't buy American, the fact that they look at the origin of the product and bring it up to the store owner's attention is a huge step forward. They're looking for Made in America.
Well, that's what's so good, going to be good about our theme. Support our manufacturers. Support America's manufacturers. This is an opportunity for all the manufacturers to come forward and tell each other their stories. It seems that with all the difficulties that went on for the last 10 or 15 years, the business associations didn't really push, you know, who's this and that. Some people were even embarrassed that they were featuring almost 90 to 100% of the stuff in their stores was foreign made. But now I see a difference happening. Store owners tell me, bring me some merchandisers that are offering American Made and let me give it a try to feature those products. I like the idea. And so that's why this year I'm going to promote that theme like it's going out of style. So, ladies and gentlemen, please go out and support your local businesses, not only during the first full weekend of the month, which is National Small Business Weekend, but every opportunity that you can. It is true. The big stores made it real easy for people to pull up, have a parking space, grab the shopping cart, go in and go wild. Well, I'm sorry to say that they support a lot of people, but 60 million Americans are supported by small businesses, and those small businesses need your financial participation, your patronage to stay alive. And I hope, Mark, that you had a good year on your internet sales this year.
You know, I'd like to say one thing. We actually grew, I don't know where the number is sales-wise, but per piece in the last 3 weeks, we've seen more internet sales than normal, being the madeinamericastore.com and Amazon. And it plays an important part, and it shows that people are changing because it's based off Made in America, the theme. But people do care, and again, I think Larkin, Rich, and Mike, and Henry, we do a good job raising awareness, educating people how it connects, the retail side connects to the manufacturing side. And I think we got to continue to do that, educate the people and make them realize how it all works. You can keep more money in a country by buying a manufactured product here than you can just by buying a foreign product here.
Absolutely, because that people are working from the point of production to the point of sale. Going to say, Rich?
Excuse me, Michael. Mark, I just want to say your point is a very good one, because one of the things, guys, that serves as additional ammo for us to get back to this point of that we're talking about with people influencing the outcome, there's actual evidence. See, we actually have evidence to go and present to people, because the evidence is actually, I believe, overwhelmingly in favor of a shift in thinking. I mean, we can look no further than the national election. And if you look at the rhetoric that's coming out of the two parties' leading candidates today, who are leading today, I think it is markedly different. And it's not very often that I am going to say that the two leading candidates from both major parties are speaking measurably different, but they are. And one happens to be a career politician, and the other happens to be someone with zero elected experience, but probably a lot of dealings with politicians. And if the current Republican candidate who's leading today is actually elected, guys, it's going to be in large part because of Made in America.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, in 2016, we are going to bring up a lot of ideas. I already have some of them written down. But, Larkin, do you have your list of what you would like to see in 2016?
I do have my 2016 wish list, and if you'll bear with me for about 3 minutes, I can get through this pretty quickly. As I said earlier, I didn't repeat any of the old wishes because they're still kind of actively wishes, and I think we all share in having those wishes come true. So it gets tougher every year to come up with new ones. This year wasn't that tough, though, as I sat there and scratched stuff on paper. But, you know, we've had religious wars since man started to occupy this wonderful planet of ours. And it's at this point that I think we can really only wish for the best. They're never going to be resolved because since the very beginning of man, we've had these religious wars. So all I can do is wish for understanding and compassion of our differences, our religious differences, our racial differences, and ultimately I pray and hope that we have some peace in the world. About four years ago, my wife and I sent out very quiet Christmas cards that said on the cover in red and green printing, it said peace on earth. And when you opened up the card, it said imagine. That's what that would be my number one wish. is that the leading source of our discourse and our disagreements in this world right now surrounds religion, and I would only hope that we can start to learn to accept each other for our differences. I wish for a healthy and active economy that recognizes all of its citizens, especially in this country. It's going to take a confidence in our future as the best place in the world to live. So we have to develop that confidence. So let's start that domino effect with a healthy economy. That's easy to say, but all of our problems go away. Listen, every one of them go away when we have a healthy economy, all of them. And if you think back to the dot-com era and the times before that, when we have a healthy economy, there's not a problem in the world we can't solve and solve pretty quickly. I also wish that all Americans, regardless of their race, their religion, their origin, their personal origin, develop a level of understanding that will stop all of this social disruption that we have going on, that the press just so loves to report on. You know, the press doesn't like to bring us any good news. They love to bring us bad news. So if we really work hard on an understanding of each and everyone's differences, I think the press is going to just run out of material. They're going to have to talk about good things. You know, there are good mayors and bad mayors and good congressmen and bad congressmen, good teachers, bad teachers, good bus drivers and bad bus drivers. And there are good police and there are bad police. But well into the high 90s of the police that protect us are good police. And the rap they have taken over the last year is unnecessary, uncalled for, and brutal. And we need to stop it now. If we've run into a bad cop, let's take care of it. We run into a bad teacher, take care of it. Bad bus driver, get him off the road. But this idea that this country and the press have demonized police is absolutely ridiculous. Somehow we find it very easy to support and make heroes out of our firemen and firewomen. The police are bigger characters on a day in and day out basis to the democracy that we enjoy. So it's time for us to tell the press to get off their backs, to tell the cities to take care of their bad cops and get them off the street and don't let unions protect them. And it's time for us to stand locked, armed, in favor of every one of those 96 or 98% of police that do a wonderful job every day of their life.
Well said.
Last but not least, and this is most important, I wish and hope that Mark Angel has the most incredible year anybody could ever imagine in 2016. There are so many ills that vibrate around a Made in America movement that would be corrected if he had this unbelievable 2016. For his stores in Buffalo, to his in-store franchise opportunity, to his online sales, his unique and creative welding business, I hope history shows that 2016 is just one of the most incredible years he has ever come across. You know, for that matter, I hope the same for every member of our staff. Michael, Henry, Rich, I hope 2016 goes down in the books. It's just absolutely incredible for us and our movement.
Well, we certainly need that. Boy, do we need that. Larkin, those were good suggestions. Hey, I like that. And, you know, I'm going to ask, I just need to acknowledge a few people, but when I come back, I'm going to ask each one of you to give me a resolution that you would like to share with our audience that they'll be able to walk away with today and say, I'm going to do that. But I would like to offer best wishes to all of our listeners and supporters from Comcast Business B4B. Also, from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. Remember, they have many locations, but you can do banking online. Check it out by going to psfcu.com. And another great supporter is the Sugar House Casino, and you can visit them anytime, 24 hours a day. They're located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia, but you can check them out on the internet by going to sugarhousecasino.com. Also, best wishes from Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, from Mr. Chester Shanowski from Serena's Auto Body Shop, from our friends and supporters at the Net Cost Market, and there are two locations in Philadelphia, from Mr. Joseph Drobot, president of the PRCUA, from Michael Steinman, attorney at law, from Dr. Eva Machak, who has two dental offices in Philadelphia, from Dominic Rostotsky, attorney at law, as well as from Polka Deli, located on Allegheny Avenue in Port Richmond, and the Polish American Travel Service, also on Allegheny Avenue in Port Richmond, and from Washington Savings Bank and their president, Martin Bednarek. And for all of your legal needs during the new year, remember Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law. And also, for a great smile, remember Dr. Wojciech Zinn and everyone from Everest Dental, located in Northeast Philadelphia. And everyone from the PNA, the Polish National Alliance, wishes all of our listeners the very best and asks that you support National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. And also go out of your way to spread the word about American Workers Radio. Also, may I encourage you to check out the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. I want to say thanks to Mike Sessions from Go4USA, and also mention to you that there are a number of links on the front page that all are very interesting. Check them out, and also look at the U.S. debt clock. You'll be very pleased with what it has to offer. And remember that Mark Andel is a great example of what can be done if you put your nose and your focus and be consistent about it. Mark is the founder of the Made in America store. Check him out anytime by going to madeinamericastore.com. And when you're coming to historic Philadelphia, you can visit our internet site, tristatevisitors.com, and you'll find all the links that'll help you visit historic Philadelphia anytime in the new year or throughout 2016. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you my very brief resolution for the year. I'm asking every one of you to be an ambassador for change in America by contacting your family and friends and asking them to support our mission, the Buy American Made campaign. Look at labels and don't be afraid to speak up where you shop. Rich, what is your resolution for this year?
Well, guys, I'll tell you this. First off, thanks so much for everything this year. It's really greatly appreciated. I always learn new things listening to you guys. There are 313 days until the election. So if you break that down, that's whatever that is, 40-something weeks. So for me, Michael, every week I want to at least get someone to register to vote and encourage that person to register to vote, to get people excited about the fact that they can influence the outcome. And I think it's an achievable goal. I'm up to 38 for the year. I think I lost one, guys. I was at 39. I think I lost one. So, you know, you're gonna have attrition. But that's one of my goals, Michael, for the year politically. Business. Now, my business goal is simple to say, hard to do. It's to keep the trend going and surpass our 2015 sales. And I think we will. I think RJL is poised to have not only its biggest year ever, but a year that could possibly surpass the last several years of sales combined.
Rich, so focus and consistency will do it. Focus and consistency will do it, and nobody can do it better. Larkin, what is your New Year's resolution you'd like to share?
Well, Michael, my resolution this year is from all of my involvement in SCORE to all of my involvement in the little community of Green Cove Springs to my political involvement, if I to get back into it, to the Made in America program, to everything I touch. When I'm asked or when I'm listening or when I'm encouraging or when I'm answering, I plan to take the conversation continually back to the tenets that made this country great. And I think we oftentimes lose sight of how the country got started and how we grew to where we are. We're not perfect. We're far from perfect. We have faults and we have problems. But we're the best damn free country in the universe. And we have to remember that and remember how we got here.
And by American, well said. And Mark, you are going to offer our final resolution of 2015, looking into the new resolution for 2016. What would you like to add?
Yeah, I with Larkin, too. You know, again, I love America, and I'm not ashamed of it, and I think everybody should go forward with that thought. We have the best country in the world. We're here. We can make change around the world. But I want to be thankful. Thank you, guys, for all your support. You're always kind. You always help us. You know I'm in it to win it, and my heart's in the right place. Our motto, our core value here is to create and save jobs in the United States of America. I want to continue to create livelihoods, sustain the livelihoods of my great team and family that back me, and support them all we can. We have to, as a country, as a team, as a radio show, just believe. Believe in what we do, and we will succeed.
Very well said. I'm sure that everyone listening has many suggestions of their own for their New Year's resolutions, but supporting Americans, supporting the country where you live, people who are your neighbors, your friends, and your own children, make sure that you look out for them. If we don't look out for them, who's going to look out for them and look out for us? I mean,
Michael, I just want to make one. I have a special treat for our listeners. I'm not going to say what it is on air. Don't worry, listeners. It is work safe if you open it at your office, just so they know. Anyone who emails me, rich@richardlogis.com, I've got a little special treat for them that I'll email them, a certain book that they'll want to read. rich@richardlogis.com. So this will be a little bit of a late Christmas present for people, Michael.
Very nice. And I'll ask Henry to send out that message, and a special message. Well, as you can hear, we are listening to the well-known end of the year song, the beginning of the new year selection. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Rich Logis, Mark Andel, Larkin Connolly, to Henry Chaplinsky. I'm Michael Blihash, and I want to thank all of you for doing all you are doing to make sure that the word gets out. Make sure you let people know that they can tune in to any of our rebroadcasts by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back again on the first Wednesday of the new year. Until then, best wishes to you and yours. Have a great New Year's. Happy New Year. Po polsku, the very best. And szczęśliwego nowego roku.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Thanks, guys.